Today's daf from Masechet Shviyit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Chet. Still holding at the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The last machlokas that we had, the distinction that we had was the difference between the Lufa Shoteh and the Alim of the Lufa Shoteh, and the other cases that we were talking about over here, which was referring to the Elah and the Putna, and so on. Differences between whether they are in the end going to become part of the tree or whether they're going to actually fall off or whether they're going to always be different in the case of a leaf. They're never going to become part of the tree. Now, the next thing that we learned was the Braita, the Tani, at the bottom of Amud Beis. So we have a Braita that says, this is talking about exactly the cases that we were referring to about the lulavim. Remember, the lulavim are the edible shoots that are coming out of the Elah, or out of the Botana. And this Braita talks about, as we spoke about before, the Adal. Now the Adal, it's not clear what the Adal is, but it's something that seems tree-ish, but is really a vegetable. I don't know, maybe a pineapple or something, you know? So anyway, the idea over there is that Rabbi Shimon said that we have to make a difference between the Lulavim and between the Alim. The Lulavim are not Chayev and Biur, and the Alim are Chayev and Biur, because they're not going to survive the summer. Now, Kulam, continues the Braita, Kulam, what was the Kulam, meaning Lulavim and Alim, if we're talking about a case where it started to grow in the Shana HaShishit, and you left them there, and then you ended up picking them only in the Shvi'id. So, these cases in the Braita are all considered to be shishit, and therefore they're all potter from shviyas, because these are all trees, and trees go according to the zman of the chanata. But the adal is considered to be a yerek, and a yerek goes according to the shat lekita. So it's considered to be a pri of shmita. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, no. This is the way according the Braita is not, it doesn't make any sense. Late can be shishit lishviit. Shishit. That's wrong. You cannot say that something where it started to grow, both the lulavim and the alim, started to grow during shishit and continued on the tree in shviit, that they have a din of shishit. That's not true. Actually, they have a din of shviit. Now, that doesn't make much sense. Why would they have a din of shviit? Aren't they trees? And doesn't tree go according to the Zman of the Chanata? Fine, that we're going to see later in the sugya, why it would be that Rabbi Yochanan would have claimed such a thing. So in fact, we say to Rabbi Yochanan, we say to Rabbi Abo, that doesn't make any sense. You cannot say this. Why? Now, we're going to have to make a lot of tikkunim of the gears according to the Gro over here. And the pshat that is easiest to understand over here is the Steipler's pshat, which he explains like this, which is, he's semech on a combination of many of the mafarsh. That the correct way to learn it is that since we have the Braita that says, Hasi'av ha'ezov ha'koranit shovilu l'chatzer. So you remember, those particular minim are considered to be, if you have in mind to eat them, so then they have a din of Michael Adam. But otherwise, we assume that they're going to be used either for burning or they're going to be used for Machal Behim. Now, the question is, where did they grow? So if they grow out in the field or in the wild, if you don't have a Machshava to make them specifically for Adam, they're not going to have Kedusha Shvias. But what about if they were growing in the wild and you go ahead and you build a chotzer around them? So they're out there in the back of your house. You extend your home in such a way to build a wall around, and now they're included in your chutzner. So now, generally speaking, things that are growing in a chutzner are considered to be for your purposes. And at that point, they become essentially chayev and shviyas l'chora, because now you've turned them into something that's for an adam. Now, the case over there was, again, the way that the Gro learns, we don't say aval, im haitash niya nechneset l'shlishit. So let's say this was something that had originally, it started growing in the Shana Hashenit. Shana Hashenit, what Meiser would you be chayev on? in the choice between the Shniya and Shlishit, if it's a Shana Shniya produce, then it's Chayev in Maaser Sheni. If it's a Shana Shlishit produce, then it's Chayev in Maaser Ani. And in this case, if it started growing in the Shana Shniya, and now you made it into Michael Odom by building that Chotzer, then the din is, you give it the Chiyuvim of the Shlishit, meaning that you're going to take off Maaser Ani and not Maaser Sheni. But if it was the sixth year in which it started to grow, and now you incorporated it into your chatzer, and now it's shvius, over there you give it the din of shishis, and it's chayev in meiser oni, like anything that grew in the shana shishit. What? This is sort of contradictory, isn't it? I mean, how do you explain the fact that hachat mani lachore and hachat mani lakume? You just contradicted yourself. Where you started talking about a shishit, that you built a chotzer, and then it goes into the shvi'it, you say, no, let's go backwards. Let's make it part of the shishit. But where it's a sheni, that's the nichnas of a shlishit, then you say, let's go forward and make it a shlishit. This is totally inconsistent. How do you explain that? And this, meanwhile, is going to explain to us Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you how I explain it. Shlishit, take out the word shishit according to the Gra. Shlishit, afa pishein ben maaser shenim, yesh ben maasrot. Look, what were we doing any harm? We weren't doing any harm in taking you into the shana hashlishit, because you're going to now turn it into a maaser ani. So basically, whether it was a sheni year, a shlishit year, there's going to be a chiyav of maaser, right? So then the chachamim determine what maaser. The chachamim decided that we'll give it the din of Maaser Ani, which we'll explain why. But on the other case of Shvi'it, if we allow it to be a Shanata Shvi'it, there's no Maaser at all. So because of that, the Chachamim were koveya that it should go according to the Chanata. So now, here's our question. Before we explain the logic in this, here's our question. It's a question about what Rabbi Yochanan said when he changed the Lashon of the original Braisa. So excuse me, but Lokin Omer Rabbi Abo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Abo say that it was a mistake to read the Braisa about the Lulavim and the Olim of the Elah and of the Botna? He said, no, don't say Mishishit L'Shvi'it Shishit. What you should say is Mishishit L'Shvi'it L'Shvi'it. And here it says exactly the opposite. This Braisa that's talking about the Siyah and the Esav, those are the same thing as the idea of the Elah and the Botna were over there. They are things that you need to be koveya, that you want to use them for Adam. And it says beferish over there that if they started growing in the Shana HaShishit, that they're called the Shana HaShishit, and that they're chayev in Maaser Ani. And Rabbi Yochanan claimed that no, they should actually be given the din of Shvi'it. How is Rabbi Yochanan arguing with this other Braita? Here is where we finally get to understand the underlying logic of the two cases. The underlying logic is beautiful. Taman, where we were talking about the differences between the Lulavim and the Alim of the Elah and the Botna, which was Rabbi Yochanan insisting that they should be a Shana HaShvi'id. There it's talking about, they're in the Reshut of the Baalim. In the case of over here of the Siyah and of the Ezov, they are in the Reshut of the Ani. So basically, let's understand what's going on. When you're talking about the Siyah and the Ezov, what's the question over there? What the din is of the whole thing? What Rabbi Yochanan was talking about was only referring to the Lulavim and the Alim, right? Now, it's true that Lulavim and Alim are not considered to be food unless you want to make it food. And it's also true that the cases of the Siyah and the Ezov are not considered to be food. And in that sense, you would say, well, so, okay, it's both the same, because it's all dependent on whether you incorporated it in your chotzer by building a wall, or whether you decided that you're going to eat it, right? It should be the same thing. But it isn't really the same thing. Why? Because lulavim and alim are not chayev in maaser at all, because they are not what the essential yerek is here. They're usable to eat, so because of that, they have the dinish mita. But they're certainly not chayev in maaser up front. So therefore, those things, if they go from the shana shishit into the shvi'it, And we would say, well, they're supposed to be shishit. What would happen? The aniyim wouldn't get a dime. Because they're not chayav ma'aser. Because they're entirely in the rishus of the ba'alim. Well, we don't want to be mafsid the aniyim. So because of that, we said, no, we have to consider that not to be shishit. We have to be machmer that it should be shvi'it. Because at least if it's shvi'it, so then the aniyim are able to take some of it, right? Okay. Masha Inkin, so okay, that would at least allow the aniyim to have a chance. You know, every, of course, they've got competition because they've got Ashirim and so on. But the other case of the Siyah and the Ezov, those, once I built my chotzer around them, so then they're chayav emaiser because this is the ikar of the pri. This is not like the leaves or shoots. So because of that, they would be chayav emaiser and the aniyim would therefore definitely get a chelik on them. So you'll say, well, I mean, okay, but if we would have made them shvias, the aniyim could have walked off with the whole thing. And now they're only, going to get meiser. Well, you know what they say. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. And that's exactly over here. Mutav liten lo echad bevadai velo shnayim b'safek. Right? So it's better a bird in hand than two in the bush. If we're going to assign it to din of Meiser Ani by saying that it's Perashishis, at least they know they get 10%. But if we're going to call it Shvias, then there's a chance that all these rich people are going to get there before them, because it's Shemitah, they have a right to take, and they're going to end up having nothing. So it's better that we give them something. So basically, I mean, all of these things are really a chiyav derabbanan. They're not a chiyav deraisa in these maestros and so on. So because of that, the rabbanan utilized their das to be koveya, whether we go baser the lagit or whether we go baser the fact that it's a tree and we should therefore view it as a tree that goes according to the chanata. The rabbanan were played around with it. Why did they play around with it? In order to ensure that the aniyim would get at least something. And that explains why would appear to be inconsistent between this, even Rabbi Yochanan himself, between the two prices, actually makes perfectly good sense. Now let's move on to a different question. And that's the Shaila. We said that the Lulavim are not Chayev in Biur. That was the case of our Mishnah, the Elah, and the Botanan. There's no Biur. But any of the Alim, there is Biur. Now, what would be the din if you put the Alim and the Lulavim and you make pickled lulavim anavim, right? So you now have your pickled, put them in vinegar, you let the lulavim and the alim be together. So what happened over here is that you have the same species, and the same species is giving taste of a part of the species that is chayv and biur, namely the alim, and a part of the species that is potter and biur, namely the lulavim. So what happens in that case? So you took the alim, you put them into pickle, tzikvashan im lulavim. Fine. Strangely enough, there are three different prices about exactly this situation, and every price says something else. Well, wonder what they're arguing in. Itani, itani. So one price says, what happens then is that even the lulavim are chayav and biur, because they absorb the taste from the alim. Then there's another price that says, itani, itani, neither of these have biur. Ben elu, elam biur. And then there's a third brayta that says, well, it doesn't change anything, the fact that you stuck them into the pickle juice, the vinegar, the alim remain biur, and the lulavim remain ein biur. Whew! What exactly would the machlokas be? Well, you remember that we learned in the Mishnayos, when we did the Mishnah in Shvias, that incredible Mishnah of what happens in the case where you've got different pickles together. So you've got pickled onions, pickled tomatoes, and pickled cucumbers. They're very common, right? Where they sell mixed pickles. Okay, so you've got mixed pickles. Now, the problem is that every one of those vegetables have a different time in which they're called l'chaya min hasada. And what happens over there? So we had a three-way machlokas, if you remember, in that Mishnah, which just happens to tie in beautifully to the sugya over here of the lulavim and the alim. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, well, the moment the first one is chayav and biur, you got to get rid of everything. Why? Because you have the tam of something that's chayav and biur. Get rid of it all. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, actually, only when the last thing is chayav and biur, then you have to get rid of everything. But meanwhile, since you're eating something which certainly part of it is still nimtza l'chayav in the sada, there's no din of biur. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel says, there's no impact whatever of the pickling, and every one of these things, the tomatoes have their own biur, the cucumbers have their own biur, and so on. Therefore, says the Gemara, that machlokas is precisely the explanation of this machlokas. So man, the omer yesh lahem biur. So we have this braita that says you have to be mevayer both the alim and the lulavim. Well, that's going according to Rebbe Eliezer. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer is the one who said over there, this is the Groz Girza, and I mean, it doesn't seem to be any alternative. He's the one who says over there that when you have two veggies and you made mixed pickles, then the moment that the first one is chayav on beer, you have to mevayer all of them. Okay, it's exactly what it says over here. It absorbed the lulavim, even though they're not chayav on beer, absorbed the taste through the pickling of the alim. Therefore, you have to go according to the zman of the beer of the alim. The man d'omer ein lahem biur at all, he was going, this was a brisa that was said, aliba de Rabbi Yoshua. He says that you always go according to the last one, because as long as some of it is there for the chayav basada, so then there's no problem. Uman d'omer alim yesh lahem biur, lulavim ein lahem biur, so according to that, it makes perfectly good sense, aliba de Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel says, there's no din of biur on a tam at all. The tam, once it's in something else, it's no longer there. It's not as if it's be'en. So if it's not be'en, there's no biur. The only thing that you have to worry about is the actual substance of the yerek. Okay, so whenever that particular yerek is no longer available in the sada, then take that out of the mixture. But after all, the taste of it is not considered to be meaningful. There's nothing more mavur in the world than a tam, because it no longer exists. Therefore, it works out perfectly well. So, man d'yomar alim yesh lahem biur, lulavim ein lahem biur. That's going beautifully. Aliba de Rebbe Gamliel. Okay, gentlemen, a lovely day in our Yerushalmi. Things that looked simple end up being actually much more complex than we thought. And we also have a wonderful chazar of the Mishnah later on, which Bezrat Hashem will be zochet to get to in the Gemara before long. Have a grand day. A day filled with nisim and eflois, Yad Hashem, that's mizgalal hamo, and anachnu ro'im, etechazena inin, kol tov.